remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We live in a world, in an environment that we are constantly in touch with matter, material things, people. We get caught up with the material realm in a way where we forget essentially what the material realm itself is. We start to develop wrong understandings regarding the realm we live in. We start developing wrong understandings regarding ourselves. We start thinking of each of these different things that we see, we encounter, we experience as independent entities. Fire as something that burns or provides heat. We see water as something that cools, quenches the thirst. We find various spices to add flavor to our food. And we find the food to take care of the need we have when we feel hungry. We are in need of food. And that food is what provides us with what we need, the nutrients. And we're able to grow and to be healthy. We see medicine and we identify it as something that has the effect of curing my illness. We look at the job that we are involved in, our employer, and we see the paycheck comes from them. They are the source of it. We see military power and strength. We see Navy ships, we see tanks, we see planes, we see these things. We identify them and those who are in control of them, those who are flying them, to be the ones who have control over that. I gave various examples from lifeless elements in nature to fruits and vegetables and food to our interaction with one another in different ways. One example is the job environment, us working and earning money, and that being the source of income, the source of sustenance. And then power. We identify governments, armies, people with access to that form of infrastructure to have their power. And it's theirs. Water itself cools and quenches the thirst. That's the way we feel about it. And one of the clear signs of that is if we don't have water available to us, we think we're going to die without water. The only thing that can sustain us is water. And there's a certain way of getting water. If you're in the middle of the desert, there's no water. You try everything. Look around. There's no stream. There's no lake. There's no oasis. There's nothing. It's just dry desert. And you can just pick a point and start digging, but it's highly unlikely you're going to get to the water anytime soon. Because otherwise, there would be plants that would have found that water source already, and they would be growing there. So if it's a dry desert, Think of these examples for yourself and see how you feel about it. We constantly feel ourselves and everything around us to be the source of the effect that we see from them, including ourselves. We need dhikr. We need dhikr of Allah to remind us that's a mirage. That's not true. That's false. Every bit of that is false. Look within. Look within. Do I have control over my thoughts? I'm sitting here, I'm fasting, I'm already dealing with hunger. Suddenly, this memory of this juicy steak pops into my head. I was in control of it. I wouldn't allow that to come and remind me of that. Struggling with something, a thought pops into my head. Did I bring that thought to my head? Where did it come from? I know, I'm sure I put the keys here. I'm 100% sure. How many times has this happened to you? And it's not there. After blaming everyone, starting with the wife, I remember I put it in the other drawer this one time. I always put it here this one time. It's my memory. I did it. And when I remember it, I do remember I did it. The memory is there. I'm not in control of that memory, brothers, sisters. Realize that. I read it 5 times. I know the answer to this question. Ask me. I can't remember. If it's your memory, if you're in control, you should be able to. It's yours. But no. Can't remember. I'm sure we've all gone through this experience. You're doing something well. For example, let's say I'm reading Quran here. I'm like, oh, mashallah. I say mashallah, but what I mean is I'm doing really good. Flawless recitation is just going, flowing really nice. And then suddenly I just start, it's not going through. I'm seeing it wrong. I have to go back, read it. Stumbling. If it's my ability to read, if it's my eyesight, if it's the coordination between my eyes and my tongue and my lips, if I'm actually in control, if it comes from me, why does it go away? It comes and I'm surprised myself. I'm like, wow, that was pretty neat. And then it goes. Well, if it's mine, then I would be in control of it. I would have it. It wouldn't come after not being there. These are simple examples that we experience. Look at matter. The lifeless matter. What matter has its own effect? The hydrogen molecules and oxygen molecule. They come together in a very particular way, then they start having a certain effect. Before that, they didn't have it. They just didn't have it. It's not there. And when they came together, they started having a completely different property. Completely different property. It just wasn't there. You didn't have this property there. And once, if you're able to, or naturally in the conditions, those molecules separate, again, you don't have the same properties. You have to have exactly that combination for it to work like that. So these molecules change form. So that's molecule, right? This molecule, that one. What about the molecule itself? The molecule itself, within its own makeup, it hasn't always been the same. That water molecule that you, or that oxygen molecule, the elements themselves, the hydrogen molecule, could have transformed from something else to that. They change, they go through changes, the different atoms go through changes. Matter transforms to energy back and forth, apparently. This is not my area of expertise. This is what I've read, how accurate it is. None of it has its own property. Then when you go on subatomic level, quantum level, wow, how does this work? Is that quantum level particle? Does it remain the same always? Does it change? So it didn't have something, then it has it. So it's not, it doesn't belong to it. It didn't come from it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us of this. That's why the book is called Dhikr. One of the names of the Quran is Dhikr. It's a reminder. It says, look at the birds flying in the sky. Nothing is keeping them up there except for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing except for Allah. Because all the properties that you currently see do not belong to any of that matter. The various molecules that are there that we call the air, okay, and it's not the earth, it's different. It's gases and what have you. And the properties that they have, none of that belongs to them. Because every part of it that you touch transforms. You see, it didn't have it, then it has it. These are the ayat, when you look at it, these are signs that I'm nothing, it's not mine. There's something else, someone else. That's why they're called ayat of Allah. You look at them, like, Subhanahu wa ta'ala amma yushrikun. No. You want to say this atom that doesn't even control its own properties? It wasn't what it is right now, and it won't be what it is right now, and keep changing. This is a partner to God. And this language is for believers. We say we believe in one God. But every time we consider any of these elements, any of these items, ourselves first and foremost, when we consider that to be independent, I do what I do. I am something myself. Anytime we feel like that, we are considering ourselves a deity. It's not only when we listen to our whims, our desires against what God has said. God said, avoid this, don't have it. I have desires towards it, I follow those desires. أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَٰهَهُ هَوَاهُ. Have you seen the one who has taken their desire to be their ilah? They obey their desire. Obey their desire. That's not the only instance of polytheism, considering another deity as a god that we obey, because obedience is the first step in terms of action. In our belief, in our thought process, the way we view ourselves and everything around us, if we consider them independent, independent of God, having anything of themselves, anything whatsoever, we have considered them a partner with God in having whatever it is, as small and minute as it may sound, it's still existence. That is independent from God. So God has existence. This thing has existence. I exist. This is polytheism. We need to remind ourselves that's not true. It's not that we want to make ourselves believe it's not true. No, the reality is it's not true. The signs we gave, if we work on it, I don't know how much I was able to get those points across. Sometimes we're so into and our minds are so bogged down with this view of the world that it takes death to make us realize. That's what God says in the Quran. الملك يومئذ لله. God is, in one verse it says, هو الله لا إله إلا هو الملك. He is the ملك. There is no other ملك. He's the sovereign. He's the king. He rules. Whatever happens, whatever exists, whatever shape or form it is, it's all the will of God, right? It's not for this world or the hereafter. Generally, هو الملك. He's the only. Then the other verse says, الملك يومئذ لله. يومئذ is the day of judgment. The day of judgment, الملك, the kingdom belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So before that, didn't belong to God? No. يومئذ, that's the day where it becomes evident to all. It's covered up. It's disguised right now. It's disguised. Tawheed is disguised. It takes death. It's a reality. If we pay attention, if we use our aql, أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ, if we use that intellect, we'd be able to see it. And the more we pay attention to it, the more we realize, yeah, that's really what it is. But if we don't have these reminders, at least we will not progress. If we want to make spiritual progress is with tawheed. It's tawheed. If you want to get closer to Allah, it's tawheed. Removing all these deities, all these idols, various idols that we worship. We don't even realize that we're worshiping these different idols. Starting, the biggest idol is the nafs, the self. If you don't give these idols up, and come to realize that He is the only. If we don't do tasbih, so look at the Quran with this perspective, with this understanding. Look at the dhikr that God says, وَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ ذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا. Remember Allah a lot. And that, of course, it has different levels. There's different forms of dhikr. I'm focusing on one of the forms of dhikr. The word سَبِّحُوهُ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا. سَبِّحُ, تَسْبِح, يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِهِ. If you search the word تَسْبِح in the Quran, the various forms, it's repeated so many times. Do تَسْبِح of Allah. What's تَسْبِح saying? This تَسْبِح, تَسْبِح is this, saying He's exalted. He doesn't have any partner. There is no one that resembles Him in any way, in any way, including existence. It's a tough one. Processing that intellectually is difficult. Nothing has existence other than God. Everything else's existence 100% belongs to Allah. None of it is theirs. None of this is mine. I have zero existence. All existence is God's. It's very difficult to process. And the nafs doesn't want to think that way. The nafs wants to believe that He's something. Something. And we hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps us on these nights to remember Allah, remind ourselves of the truths, and purify our thoughts, our minds, our hearts from the falsehood of shirk, the various forms of it that are hidden and we're not able to spot them, inshallah. We ask Allah to hasten the return of our Imam. We ask Allah to help us become His true and close companions. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help all those who are helping his cause, especially the ulama, maraja, and our leader more than anyone else. Oh Allah, forgive us all of our sins. Forgive our parents, our grandparents, our relatives. All believers, those who are alive, those who passed away. Oh Allah, we all have needs. We all have hajat. We have requests. We have spiritual needs, material needs. There are believers that are suffering from hardships, difficulties, illnesses. O Allah, by the rights of the Ahlul Bayt, grant all of us and all believers worldwide their hajat, their needs, their requests. Cure all the ill from amongst us and relieve all those who are suffering from amongst us of their sufferings. And we ask you by the rights of the Imam of our time, they relieve all the people of the world of the oppressions they're facing. Min Nabiya wa Alih, Rahimallah, man qara al-Fatihata ma'as-salawat.